Hi, I'm Jane Ruster, and my point of view today is this is part one of transgender. I agree with President Trump's ban on transgender folk in the military. Firstly, President Trump is not anti-gay. Transgender is not gay. Transgenders are gender transitions using chemicals, hormones, and surgical experimentations on individuals who presume they would be better of the opposite sex. Regarding President Trump, many misinformed Americans who did not watch the Republican 2016 convention are unaware that one of his chosen speakers, Rick Grenell, declared on stage, "I'm conservative, a member of NRA, and I'm gay." Liberals and anti-Trump media continue fomenting the lie that President Trump is anti-gay, which he is not. The military question is, do transgenders have a place in our military? According to retired military Johnny Jones, he stated, there has to be a plan and a phase to interject a new prospect of action. The Obama administration requiring acceptance of transgenders in the military did not do that. They had no plan and no military recommendations or advice. It was an 11th-hour plan. There are now 0.2% active military and 0.2% reserves. There are now 0.2% active military and 0.2% reserves transgenders. Should I read that again? I didn't like that. There are now 0.2% active military and 0.2% reserves transgenders. It's not to attack transgender. It has nothing to do with transgender. Our most valuable asset is our military unit. Our most valuable asset is our small unit military. It is about the efficiency of our military. What the military does is, I'll start again. What the military does is to kill evil people well, and we mobilize quickly. Now, I agree with him, and I say compassion does not mean we throw reality to the wind. Political correctness does not belong in our military. Our military protects our America, the survival of our great nation and its people. Many of our military are young Americans who choose to serve, live in Many of our military are young Americans who choose to serve, live in uncommon. Many of our military are young Americans who choose to serve, live an uncommon life. I'll do that the third or fourth time. Many of our military are young Americans who choose to serve, live an uncommon life, and defend their fellow citizens. The military is focused on these goals. Now, because I had questions and wanted some clarity, I did some extensive transgender research. And according to Dr. Paul McHugh, Johns Hopkins Hospital in Baltimore, every cell in the human body identifies individuals as either male or female, with males having XY and females an XX chromosome. Transgender advocates claim that gender is assigned at birth. In fact, sex is an anatomical reality assigned when a baby is in the womb. The liberal so-called compassionate people influence transgenders, a kind of fashion statement in social media. I assert that the cost, mood swings, and dependence on the medical system for life to transgenders is a burden to our military. I'm Jane Ruster, and that's my point of view. Part 2 next week, the appalling gender transition process.